Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Big Memory Workbook for Seniors: Fun and Entertaining Memory Activities and Puzzles by R.J. Williams, is a large print puzzle workbook created for older adults who want to keep their minds engaged through regular mental exercise. The book is positioned as an accessible collection of memory-oriented activities rather than a clinical program, combining entertainment with cognitive stimulation. According to the available description, it draws on input from memory experts and the author's lifelong interest in puzzles to present a variety of exercises such as crosswords, word searches, trivia, anagrams, logic tasks, and reminiscence prompts. Its purpose is not to offer medical treatment or formal cognitive training, but to provide seniors with a practical, enjoyable way to stay mentally active. The workbook format makes it suitable for independent use or for shared activity with family members and caregivers, which broadens its value beyond simple solo puzzle solving. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a workbook built around memory exercise rather than passive reading. The defining feature of this book is its workbook structure, which makes the reader an active participant instead of a passive consumer of information. That matters because memory engagement depends on practice, attention, and repeated recall, not on reading advice alone. By organizing the material as puzzles and prompts, R.J. Williams turns memory support into an applied activity that can be done in short sessions. This format is especially relevant for seniors because it reduces the pressure of long study blocks and keeps the work manageable. A workbook also allows users to return to pages selectively, repeat exercises, and measure their own comfort level. In a category often filled with either theory-heavy books or generic activity books, the workbook approach gives the title a more practical identity. It is designed to be used, marked up, and revisited, which aligns with the stated goal of encouraging ongoing mental stimulation through everyday use. Secondly, puzzle variety as a way to exercise different cognitive skills. The book is notable for combining multiple puzzle formats instead of relying on one repeated activity. The available description points to word searches, crosswords, trivia, anagrams, logic problems, spotting differences, and code or symbol-based tasks, along with reminiscence prompts. This variety is important because different puzzle types activate different kinds of mental processing. Word searches and crosswords emphasize retrieval and pattern recognition, while anagrams and code breaking require flexible thinking and attention to detail. Trivia can support recall of stored knowledge, and logic tasks invite structured reasoning. By mixing these formats, the workbook avoids monotony and offers a broader mental workout than a single-type puzzle collection. That diversity also makes the book adaptable to different preferences and ability levels. Since some users may prefer language-based tasks, while others may gravitate toward visual or deductive exercises. In effect, the puzzle mix is not just a design choice. It is the main mechanism by which the book tries to keep the mind engaged in several ways at once. Thirdly, large print and short session design for older adults. The workbook is clearly aimed at accessibility, with large print presentation and a structure that appears suitable for short daily use. These details matter because many senior readers face practical barriers such as eye strain, reduced concentration span, or fatigue during longer tasks. Large print is not a cosmetic feature here. It is central to usability and determines whether the book can be completed comfortably without frustration. The short session approach also fits realistic routines. Since many older adults prefer activities they can do in 10 to 20 minutes, rather than extended tasks that demand sustained concentration, this makes the book less intimidating and more likely to be used consistently. Consistency is especially important for memory practice, because occasional bursts of effort are less useful than regular engagement. The design therefore supports both ease of access and habit formation in a crowded seniors activity market. That practical attention to format helps distinguish the book from puzzle collections that are entertaining but not truly optimized for the physical and cognitive needs of older readers. Fourthly, reminiscence prompts connect cognition with personal memory and conversation. One of the more distinctive elements in the available description is the inclusion of prompts for reminiscence, not just conventional puzzles. That shifts the workbook from pure brain training toward a more personal form of memory work. Reminiscence prompts encourage readers to retrieve experiences, names, places, and cultural memories, which can be especially meaningful for seniors because long-term memory and life history often remain accessible even when short-term recall becomes less reliable. This makes the book potentially useful not only for individual reflection, but also for shared conversation with family, friends, or caregivers. Compared with standard puzzle books, this adds a social and emotional dimension without moving away from the memory theme. It also makes the workbook more versatile, since some activities can be solved privately while others can prompt discussion. The result is a broader understanding of memory as both cognitive performance and lived experience. which is a more realistic fit for senior readers than books that treat memory as a purely technical skill. Lastly, a puzzle book shaped by entertainment value and expert-informed framing. The book appears to balance two goals that are not always combined well in this genre: entertainment and credibility. The author is presented as a lifelong puzzler, which helps explain the book's playful and varied format, while the description also says the activities were informed by memory experts. That combination is important because many senior activity books lean too heavily toward either fun without structure or advice without engagement. Here, the appeal is that readers are invited into an enjoyable puzzle experience while still being told the content is intended to support mental stimulation. This does not make the workbook a substitute for clinical cognitive care, but it does give it a more thoughtful framing than a simple novelty collection. The book stands out because it treats enjoyment as part of the method rather than as a distraction from the method. For a category where sustained use matters, that is a meaningful advantage. Readers are more likely to keep returning to puzzles that feel pleasant, varied, and manageable. In conclusion, this workbook is best suited for seniors who want a light, structured way to stay mentally active, along with caregivers or family members looking for an easy shared activity. Its main benefit is practical. It offers a variety of large print puzzles and prompts that can be used in short sessions without requiring technical knowledge or long concentration. That makes it more approachable than memory books that focus mainly on theory, and more purposeful than generic puzzle collections that do not clearly target cognitive engagement. The inclusion of reminiscence prompts gives it additional value, since it supports conversation and recall as well as solitary puzzle solving. In the crowded senior activity book category, what sets it apart is the attempt to combine enjoyment, accessibility, and memory support in one format. It is not presented as a medical intervention, and readers should not expect clinical claims, but it does offer a realistic, low-pressure way to exercise attention, recall, and problem-solving. For readers seeking a friendly, everyday workbook rather than a dense self-help or research title, it occupies a useful middle ground. If you would like to support RJ Williams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.